T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, you all have been saying that this is going to be the biggest, as far as humanity in the stadium, event in Heinz Field history. How is that possible?
Yeah, so this is, we are right now announced 72,887 sold, but with suites and everything, we're going to be, you know, over 75 by the end of it. We'll be at 75 by the end of it. And then really how that works is that with most concerts, the stage is set up, it's a little bit bigger, so we have to block off certain parts of the stadium. But because Garth plays in the round, meaning he will literally have his stage kind of set at the 30-yard line and will play all the way around the stadium, will keep moving around like a madman, we opened up every seat. So then you have that that component, but then also the field seating is even bigger. So we're going to have about 10,000 more seats on the field than we would for a normal concert that we've seen at Kenny Chesney or Taylor Swift in the past.
You know, so, I was looking at the aerial pictures and the setup shots that we have of the stadium, and that stage that they have set up for Garth on the 30-yard line actually doesn't look very big.
No, yeah, I mean, definitely compared to past concerts, not all that big, you know, because really for a Garth show, it's just him and the music. He's kind of, you know, he's a real showman, so he doesn't really need a whole lot of pyro and technic to get the crowd going.
All right, so let's talk about some, shall we say, details for the concert here. First off, the parking lots open up at 2 o'clock, and when I talked to Alco recently, they still have some spaces that are available that you can purchase. Now, the parking nearest the stadium is all going to be pre-sold, but there will be cash parking as you head over towards PNC Park in that area on the North Shore, and of course there's mass transit, and we'll have all the information for you on kdkradio.com/traffic as the fans start coming into town. But as far as the stadium itself, parking lots open at 2, and then there's also the Trisha Yearwood tailgate, right?
Yep, Trisha Yearwood's Trisha's tailgate will take place at 3. That's a really cool ticketed event where she kind of, for $65, it's all you can eat, and she has a great tailgate going on. She showcases some of the food and some of the samplings that she does. She makes some of the specialty cocktails she makes. That's a really cool event. It's almost its own standalone event.
Do you know if there's still tickets available to that?
No, that is all sold out.
It is sold out, yeah, because when they did it in Minneapolis, you know who decided to check in on his wife, which was kind of fun. And who knows if that happens on Saturday. Okay, so that's Trisha, and then the gates open when?
Gates open at 5. And then the show kicks off at 7 o'clock.
All right. And the Midland has been announced as the warm-up act. But we've heard that in other shows, Garth has a habit of coming out and helping out in the opening downbeat of the concert. Could that happen here?
It's definitely a potential. He will take the stage when he feels like the crowd is ready and rocking. So we are telling people, make sure you are inside the stadium when the gates open and you are ready to go by 7 o'clock.
Clear bag policy in effect?
Of course, clear bag policy will always be in effect at Heinz Field events. So obviously, you know, head to heinzfield.com/clear bag if you have any questions. But best to just kind of leave everything in the car.
You know, that was one of the questions I was going to ask you, because in the past we have seen instances where women have been surprised. They've come up to the gate with a purse and told, no, you can't bring that in here.
Yeah, and we have certain restrictions. Like, you can have a wristlet, you know, any kind of bag that's about the size of your palm. That's fine. You can bring that in. And then anything that's a little bit bigger needs to be clear. So, we're trying to make sure everybody knows that either leave everything at home or just come prepared. But we do have, a lot of out-of-towners coming for the first time to come see Pittsburgh. So I'm hoping that our friendly Pittsburgh neighbors can remind them when they get into town, too, hey, maybe check that bag. You may not be able to bring it in.
In other words, there are going to be a lot of rookies over at Heinz Field on Saturday night. I said it, Nick. You didn't. It's okay.
Yeah. About half of the stadium is coming from about 150 miles or more away, so we're going to have a lot of people that are brand new.
There you go. Good way to put it. Nick Cero, the communications manager for Heinz Field, appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks so much. Have a great rest of your day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.